Oh, there you are, Costello. What kept you? Where have you been?
Oh, I was driving down here, right to the studio in my car, and a cop was following me all the way, Abbott. When I was fast, he was fast. When I was slow, he was slow.
Well, what did you do?
What did I do? I got in the car. I went back to the cop. I said, "Hey, officer, is anything wrong?" He said, "No. I was just siphoning gas from your tank, and I didn't want to break the tube."
No.
Some cops.
Well, Costello, you have to expect those things. There's a terrible shortage of gas, you know, and we have to conserve.
Oh, I'm doing my share, Abbott. I don't even use gas. I use beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make the motor a buck?
No, burp.
Burp.
Hey, after all, you know...
Yeah, that's silly. Of course, in some countries, where they don't have any gasoline at all, they burn coke.
They burn coke?
Sure, they put coke in their tanks.
Don't the bottles rattle?
Hey, no. Costello, now that's ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know. Well, hello, fellas.
Oh, here's Ken Niles.
I'm sorry I'm late, fellas, but I had to pick up my wife at the big Bond rally at Hollywood and Vine. At the kissing booth.
What was she doing? Selling or buying? Selling or buying? I'll give you one more chance. What was she doing? Selling or buying? No joke. Continue.
Now see here, Costello. I'll have you know that my beautiful wife doesn't have to buy kisses. Why, she has lips like petals.
Yeah, bicycle petals.
Oh, I heard that remark, Costello. What makes you say that my lips look like bicycle petals?
Because your nose hangs over them like a mudguard.
Oh, it so happens that everyone thinks I have a very nice nose.
It's too bad it's not in the middle of your face.
Oh, you.
What a pal was Mary.
You think you're so smart, don't you, Costello?
Oh, I get around. I do a little reading. You ever hear of a tree grows in Brooklyn?
What are you, a hop that grew in Pittsburgh?
I don't like those remarks, Mrs. Niles.
That was wonderful, dear.
Yes, Kenneth, I really struck him out that time.
You're just the old bat that can do it.
Now, talk sense, Costello. Say, Mrs. Niles, Ken tells me that you've been doing some charity work lately.
Oh, yes, Miss Abbott. That's just what I came to see you about. You see, our club is putting on a big benefit concert tonight. You know, our West Side Ladies Gin and Rummy Club.
That's just
gin. We're remodeling our clubhouse. The girls' rooms need wallpaper, and the boys simply must be plastered.
Well, boys will be boys.
Will you keep out of this? Well, Abbott, would you and this fat thing like to entertain the ladies tonight?
Why, we'd be glad to, Mrs. Niles.
You may be, Abbott, but I'm not. I ain't going to entertain a bunch of old hens.
Oh!
You heard me.
There isn't a woman in my club older than I am.
That's old enough.
Oh, I'll remember that remark, Costello. I won't forget it if I live to be 100.
That's 2 more years.
Now, Costello, stop fighting, please.
Here comes the chairman of our entertainment committee. Mr. Abbott, I'd like to have you meet the famous movie star, Miss Janet Blair.
Niles. Hello, Mr. Abbott.
And don't forget me, Miss Blair. The name's Costello.
Oh. So you approve of Miss Blair, eh, Costello? You never looked at me like that.
You never look like that.
Well, so you're Lou Costello. I don't mind admitting I'm a little disappointed now that I've seen you face to face.
What'd you expect?
A face?
Now, come on, Janet. I mean, after...
get away, Costello.
I don't know.
I thought you didn't want to have anything to do with the club. You said they were a bunch of old hens.
Yeah, but you just presented new evidence.
Costello!
Oh, I mean, those hens have been sitting around so long, they hatched a nice new baby chick.
Take it easy now.
Now, look, you're just wasting time. I came here to ask you to entertain at our charity concert. You see, I've been looking for talent high and low.
How come you didn't find me?
I never looked that low.
Good for you, Janet. I'm glad you're telling this fat boy off. He has such a complex.
Well, from where I'm standing, it looks more like a duplex. you might as well know, Costello, that I just want Mr. Abbott to be master of ceremonies. Then the only other act I need is a concert pianist.
Oh, so you're going to have a piano solo, Janet. Oh, I love the piano. Beethoven is my favorite.
I'll bet you were his favorite, too.
Yes. Now, cut that out, Costello. I don't like it.
But look, Abbott, I really want to help in the entertainment with Janet Blair. You know why? Because I love you, Janet.
All right, Costello.
Janet?
Yes, you can't help me. Look, Costello, you can help me. You play the piano solo.
Oh, but I can't play the piano because...
Oh, but Costello, you must play. Yeah, I'll get very close to you.
I can't play the piano.
But look, Costello, I'll put my arms around you.
Oh, Janet. I can't play the piano.
But Costello, don't...
Those little melodies will bring out the course of the mellotron and strike for the bass, not the real force of it. Don't bring her there to Selwood. Just straight out the horse. And we're going to Santa Fe to say it, and it's all right. With a calendar riddle with a hypnotist. And the pauper's not right. You see what I mean?
Yes, I see what you mean. It's very plain, but I mean... How do I know what you mean? You put a...
Costello, well, why don't you pay attention? Trying to teach you something.
Certainly. After all, I just told you to sit down at the piano and merely kind of fall away. So I don't care if you play Massafrance or Melvin or even Celebrate of Armadale. But I want you to be sure to play force to the counterpoint and bring out the counterpoint to step. That's my method and it's my secret.
And play your secret!
Look here, Costello. I'll have you know that I play the piano by ear. Don't want to get caught between the cracks?
Costello, will you please stop insulting the man? Professor Nazzaro is a great pianist.
Why, yes. I've played for that great artist, Nelson Eddy. Did you ever hear him sing Our Sweet Mystery of Calabria Most Sovereign Most Sovereign? Or Genie with a Lifetime Transcendent Just Over Genie Ball of Other Fashions with the Coop This World and Done.
No, but I heard Eddie sing Short and Blit Blit.
You mean Short and Blit?
No, Blit Blit. He had two slices.
Well, Costello, move over and let the professor sit down and teach you something.
Yes. Now, the fundamental of playing the piano is three chords. The first chord is quint. The second chord is mafat. And the third is twaddle poop. See? It's as simple as frying an egg.
I don't like the way you're scrambling it.
Now, Costello, suppose you try the same chord. The first is quint. That's it.
You like that?
The second is mafat. Good.
Not bad, huh?
And now comes twaddle poop. No, no, stop it. You call that last one twaddle poop?
It certainly was twaddle poop.
The poop? Well, it wasn't. It wasn't twaddle poop. You played standing grateful force for the method group. Rich
Costello, why do you fight with a man? He knows what he's doing.
Yes, I can make that piano talk.
I wish you would. I'd rather talk to the piano.
In all my years of teaching the piano, I never heard of a person telling me before to play the pipe. Are you taking me and think that I was taught a minute or trace? Or I can't even hold a still in the field of playing all my face? Why, I've taught Mestral, Calcutay, Boston Fulpulitet. I'll never teach a man who can't find waddle poop on the piano. Goodbye.
Well, they...
Well, goodbye.
All right. Well, are you satisfied? You ruined your only chance to be able to play for Jeanette Blair tonight.
Well, I don't care, Lemon. Now I'm getting pretty mad. Oh, biffle, diffle. I am any say a swear word.
Now, take it easy.
I wish I never started this thing. I hate this piano.
What are you trying to do? Break the piano?
No, Abbott. Look, I just found swaddle poop.
Get out of here. Pretty soon you'll be playing a piano solo.
Whose line is that?
Come on now. Just take it easy and don't get excited.
Hey, Abbott, I can't play the piano.
Oh, shut up. Follow me.
Hey, Abbott, listen to that pretty music. Ain't it pretty?
Pretty music. That's the orchestra tuning up.
Sounds just like Twaddle Flop, don't it?
Boy, there you are. Welcome to the West Side Ladies' Gin and Rummy Club.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Niles.
Oh, I'm so thrilled about tonight's concert. Oh, I'm glad you came along because I just had to talk to somebody. There's so many wonderful things happening. You've no idea. I just simply have to let off steam.
Oh. Down before you bust a boiler.
Now, you wait right here. I'll send Janet there.
Oh, boy, Abbott. Can't you help me out? Think of something. Don't you know how to play the piano?
Oh, I fool around with it a little. You know, not much, but I only know how to play one number. Pistol Packin' Mama.
Pistol Packin' Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a new song?
No. Look, I'll tell you what I can do. There are two pianos here. I'll put a screen around one of them, and then get behind the screen, and I'll play. You won't be able to see me. And she'll think it's you.
I get it. Then I'll sit at the other piano, and Jeanette will think that I'm playing.
That's it.
Are we gonna fool her? Hey. Play some number, you know. Let me hear how it sounds.
All right.
Wait a minute. Hold it, Abbott. Are you playing in a key of eight?
Eight? There isn't any key of eight.
I don't know. It sounded like eight to me.
Well, that's the best I can do. Take it or leave it.
I'll take it. But listen, we've got to have some signals to do this. How are we going to know when to start and stop?
Well, now, that's very simple. When you say all right the first time, I'll start playing. And when you say all right the second time, I'll stop playing.
Oh, now let me get it. All right, that means the first time you start.
That's right.
Then the second time you say all right, that means you're going to stop.
That's when you say it.
Would you mind let's having one rehearsal?
All right, we'll try it
once. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
All right.
You can't see me being my...
Costello.
Yeah, but here comes Gina Blair. Quick, get behind the screen. Hurry up.
Oh, Mr. Costello, I'm so glad you're here. You don't know what your piano playing is going to do to my concert.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, now, Costello, I think I'll just sit down here beside you on the bench. I want to wash your fingers.
Don't sit beside me, Kit. Sit over there. Sit over there.
Over here?
Not over there. Way, way over there! Well, nobody sees my fingers!
Well, all right, just as you wish. Now, first, I want you to play Prokofiev's Prelude in A minor.
He made it. What's that?
Prokofiev's Prelude in A minor.
Why, she made it. Okay, I'll play Put the Coffee in a Pail for the Minor.
But I better warn you, Jeanette. Gonna sound a little bit like Pistol Pack of Mama.
Well, that doesn't matter. Go ahead and play.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
You hear what I hear? She's sleeping.
Well, Mr. Costello, I'm waiting. Why don't you play the piano?
I'm waiting too. Hey, Abbott, come on. All right. Abbott, stop playing the piano! All right!
Wait a minute, Costello. What is this all right business?
Ah, it's just a part of the song. It's the concerto. That comes before the andante and the antipasto.
Oh. Well, now, look, will you please start playing? I haven't much time.
All right! Did I hit them hollow all right?
What was that? That's mice in the piano, kid.
Oh.
Well, now everything's all right.
Very good, don't you think so, Jeanette? Look, Jeanette.
Yes, I do too.
I love you, honey. No.